So we've signed this free trade deal with the EU, but the real question here is it any good? It's better than what we have, of course, which is nothing-ish, but it seems a world away from the UK deal. The detail now with the Trade Minister, Damien O'Connor. Morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, thank you. Last time we talked, we agreed that the UK deal was a gold standard deal. So let's give the UK deal a 10 out of 10. If that's 10 out of 10, what's this?
Well, it delivers $1.8 billion over year seven, actually delivers more potential value on our estimates than the UK deal. Obviously, it's a great big, it's a lot bigger market and it's more complex. But this delivers real opportunities across all sectors of our economy. Obviously, there are some like dairy and beef that are disappointed with the total volumes. But there's opportunities for them to grow from pretty much a zero base. 1,000 tonnes in beef is all they've had. And in fact, the access for butter, cheese and milk powders has been zilch for dairy because they haven't been able to trade through the quotas. This lowers those quotas and means they can take up those opportunities.
Great spin. Out of 10, what is it?
It's an 8.
Okay, really? So the Dairy Companies Association says they're disappointed. It's a missed opportunity. What do you say to them?
No, it's not. The opportunity to get a trade deal with the EU is now. It's going to get harder in the future. The geopolitical situation, the uncertainty around some countries like France and their attitude towards trade. We've done a lot of work over the last 4 years to build the momentum for this. We've had support from many of the member states. That could change. And so getting this deal over the line was really crucial. And it offers real value.
Okay.
And that's really important.
So dairy are wrong. The New Zealand Red Meat Sector say they're deeply disappointed and it's a poor quality deal. You say what? They're wrong as well?
I understand their disappointment. You know, they had 1,000 tonnes of beef, high-quality beef, into the market. They had 20% duty on it. We've got it now to 10,000 tonnes at 7.5. That might be workable and of real value. We say estimated about $117 million per year. That's what that's worth. You can't dismiss that.
No, I think we all agree that what you've done, it's better than what we had. So let's agree on that one. But your 10,000 tonnes in a market of how many million tonnes?
Absolutely. It's one of the most protected markets in the world. You know, the line they ran, we've got to have trade deals with all people. We're doing like Mercosur, Mexico, Canada. All of them want to sell beef into our market too. So cumulatively, you know, that adds up to a lot. Look, there's some logic in their argument, but the flaw was actually they think that closing their markets and their borders helps with food security. We say opening them up. But that's a philosophical discussion. We worked through that and we got a conclusion. We've got real opportunities.
I think it stinks. I think it's a crap deal and you should have walked away. Kiwi fruit, $37 million. That's, I mean, I don't know. Is that okay in a $4 billion industry? Apples, $1 million. Onions, $6 million. It's parking meter money.
No, it isn't. Not
$1 million for apples. $1 million in a $1 billion industry. It's a joke.
I can guarantee you, and in fact, even tonight, the 37 that we used in our figures here is 46, and that was the chair of Zespri saying, this is far better. And that's what happens across all our trade agreements. We're conservative. People see the opportunity you can get in there. What this does is mean that those exporters are more competitive in the market and build greater volume for their product. This is the start.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, you're using the China argument. You know, it was going to be X billion, now it's 20 billion, so it turned out to be better than we thought. But your job is to deliver the door being open. The door is barely open here. Essentially, what you found out is Europe are not free traders, are they?
Well, we know that. They've never been enthusiastic. But they see in us a like-minded partner. We've stepped up. We've supported them in their support for Ukraine. You know, and they acknowledge that. They see the values of environmental sustainability, lowering our emissions. All of those things are the values that they aspire to. We've set a standard in a trade agreement now that is high for the EU and will make it challenging for all others to meet.
Jeez. The geographic indicators, I know you've won on some of that, but after 9 years, we've got major problems with mozzarella and brie and camembert and halloumi. What are people supposed to do with the names
of
their cheeses?
No, we don't.
There is no product that's going into the EU that will have to change their names ever.
No, mozzarella, Gouda, all of those things people can keep using. The only one that we're going to have to change is feta.
Right.
After 9 years of transition out, they'll have to use all those that are using Parmesan and Gruyere will be able to continue to use that.
Okay, so feta, what do they change it to?
that whatever they like. And I think we're mature enough now as a country to develop our own brands and use our own titles like we do with Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc.
Jeez. You honestly feel good about this?
I do. I do. Of course, you know, you could focus on what we didn't get. And
well,
you know,
that's what
and
a deal is. That's the whole point, empty. Damien. It's like you've got a job.
Deal,
what you've
what
done
you
is
do
given
get.
Me a job with crap pay and crap conditions, but I've got a job and you're telling me that's good.
Well, it's better than not having one. And this offers real new opportunities for all of our sectors. Go and talk to some of the service people. We've had them here tonight. It makes coming into this market here, if you're an architect, you're an engineering firm or whatever, it makes it far easier, and there'll be more of them here if they want to access this high-value market.
All right. Appreciate your time, Damien O'Connor, in Brussels, Trade Minister.